Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Good morning.
Krista is going to have a wonderful 4th of July because she's in New Hampshire and they can have fun.
Yeah.
Everything is legal in New Hampshire.
Close.
Isn't it the best, too, when people shoot fireworks off at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday? That's always fun.
That's what freedom sounds like, Carson.
I know. Live free or die. Krista?
Yes?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Krista wanted no conversation with me about fireworks today.
No.
Do you just hate America?
America.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Tom Cruise turning 62 years old today. What is his call sign in the Top Gun movies?
Maverick.
Dave Grohl got all cleaned up to attend Wimbledon. He even wore a suit and tie while sitting in stands. Wimbledon is the oldest tournament in the world of which sport?
First of all, I'm obsessed with Dave Grohl, and that's tennis.
Did you see him in the suit with his hair pulled back?
I didn't, but I'm going to have to look that up.
He looked pretty good. I didn't recognize him at first.
Just dapper.
Yeah, I had to look. I was like, really? That's Dave Grohl, huh? Question number 3. With the 4th of July being tomorrow, tell me who sings this song that is going to be on every cookout playlist celebrating America. Take a listen. Name the artist.
Bruce Springsteen.
Question number 4. Ryan Reynolds recreated Taylor Swift's Evermore album cover. And now we're back to the rumor that Taylor's going to be in the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine movie. Name Taylor's most recent album.
Oh. Poet. I don't know.
Question number 5. Christopher.
This is about poets.
Christopher Reeve's son, Will Reeve, will have a cameo as a reporter in the upcoming Superman movie. Will is a correspondent for ABC News in real life. Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent, is a journalist also. Which paper does he work for?
The Daily Planet.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a good pull on that last one.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Did Elvis and Cisco follow you into the soundproof studio?
No, Elvis didn't move. Oh. Cisco came because there was food in there.
Yeah, it smelled
like food, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Krista got 4 out of 5.
Oh, all right. Well done.
These are hard.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Tom Cruise turning 62 today.
No.
Can't be right.
I know,
like,
right?
He's older than that.
Oh, gosh, it looks like he's 40.
He's got the Benjamin Button. He's aging backwards.
What is his call sign in the Top Gun movies?
Maverick.
Tied at 1. Dave Grohl got all cleaned up to attend Wimbledon. He even donned a suit and tie sitting in the stands.
Ooh.
Wimbledon is the oldest tournament in the world for which sport?
Tennis.
Tied at 2. I don't see a lot of daylight during the month of July, Kennedy.
I know, lots of sports for you.
Wimbledon and the Tour de France.
Yep.
That's it.
Tip.
I'll just be in a cave with my TV.
Hey, whatever gets you going, man.
Question number 3, with the 4th of July being tomorrow, tell me who sings this song that will be on every cookout playlist celebrating America, Kennedy.
Bruce Springsteen.
I'm a cool rockin' daddy, right?
Sure you are. Just keep telling yourself that.
Doesn't sound cool when I say it like it does when he sings it. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Ryan Reynolds recreated Taylor Swift's Evermore album cover. And now we're back to the rumor that Taylor is going to be in the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Because he's smart.
Name Taylor's most recent album, Kennedy.
The Tortured Poets Department.
She's officially a Swiftie. 4-3, question number 5. Christopher Reeve's son, Will Reeve, will have a cameo as a reporter in the upcoming Superman movie. In real life, he is a correspondent for ABC News.
Oh, wow.
I had no
idea. That's really cool.
Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent, is a journalist also. Which paper does he work for?
The Daily Planet?
Nice job. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Krista, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate your listening and playing this morning. And please, if somebody says, hold my beer before they light a firework, stop them.
Right? Don't stop them. Film
them.
Oh, no. We have to protect our fans in New Hampshire, Dan.
Nah, you have 10 fingers. It's fine.
Krista, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Krista from New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Time right now for KB Kennedy.
You can't beat.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two.
And you get more than you. That's why you're going to lose.
Cause you're
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nice job, Dan.
Thank you, thank you.
Emily's from Marblehead. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Kennedy, I hear she might... Oh, there's Cisco.
People at the door.
Yes, Cisco's not a fan of people with hair.
He's not used to seeing it.
Yes, I've trained him to bark at people with hair. He's at the door of the studio barking at, I don't know, some people in the office. Are just.
Well, people want to come by and say hi. Yeah.
Well, just open. Hey, Mac, open the door. Let him out. Thank you. All right. Emily, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You can leave the door open. It's chaos. It's fine. Thank you, Mac.
You
Cisco.
Sure you want to leave that door open?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Just leave it. Just leave it. It's fine, Mac.
You're giving our intern a panic attack.
No, no, it's fine. It's just a dog. People have heard dogs bark before. So Kennedy's gone. She's, I don't know if she's in the soundproof studio yet or not.
No, she's out there talking to people.
All right, let's get on with it, Emily. Question number one. 27 right. years ago today, in 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered. Who played Will Smith's partner, Agent K, in those movies?
Tommy Lee Jones.
This pop star, who also happens to be Rob Schneider's daughter, was born today in 1989. Take a listen to her biggest hit and name her. Name the artist.
That's El King.
Cisco never barked until we shaved his head the other day. Completely different dog. Question number 3. The Michael Jordan of hot dogs, Joey Chestnut, is out of this year's 4th of July hot dog eating competition because he signed a brand deal with a competitor. Which company puts on the 4th of July eating competition every year?
I think it's Nathan's.
4 years ago today, Hamilton.
And my husband needs to stop answering
first. 4 years ago today, Hamilton was released on Disney Plus. Who killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel to end the musical and Hamilton's
Aaron
life?
Burr.
Question number 5. Bebe Rexha is feeling frustrated and undermined, and she's threatening to bring down a big chunk of the music industry. One of Bebe Rexha's biggest hits is "Meant to Be," which she performed with a famous country duo. What's their name?
Florida Georgia Line.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Wow, okay. Somebody wants a couple extra bucks for 4th of July weekend.
From the 774, Cisco's barking to tell everyone about his awful haircut. That is it. He's like, look at me! It's ridiculous!
You did this to me!
They hate me! Take me home with you! You look nice! Kennedy, Emily got 5 out of 5 right.
Oh my gosh, well done.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
I heard this.
Yes, I'm ready.
27 years ago today in 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered. Who played Will Smith's partner, Agent K, in those movies?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
I think you're not going to tell me because
I forgot it. That's the suspense. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
Or did you get that one right?
Question number two. This pop star, who also happens to be Rob Schneider's daughter, was born today in 1989. Take a listen to her biggest hit and name her.
That's El King.
Are we sure?
Yep. Stop dinging.
The Michael Jordan of hot dogs, Joey Chestnut, is out of this year's 4th of July hot dog eating competition because he signed a brand deal with a competitor. I think it's a vegan competitor, too.
Yeah, like Impossible something or other.
Which company puts on the 4th of July eating competition every year?
Nathan's.
I don't know if that's right. We'll find out at the end. 4 years ago today, Hamilton was released on Disney Plus. Who killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel to end the musical in Hamilton's life?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Thank you.
I'll have to have Dan confirm that answer in a minute. Question number five. Bebe Rexha is feeling frustrated and undermined, and she's threatening to bring down a big chunk of the music industry.
Go get him, girl.
Did you see all the stuff she posted?
Good girl.
I did a deep dive on that one. That's wild. Bebe Rexha's biggest hit is Meant to Be, which she performed with a famous country duo. Who are they?
Oh, crap.
Oh, righty then.
Dan and Shay?
That is absolutely wrong.
Florida Georgia Line?
That would be the correct answer.
Should have gone with my first gut.
5-4 is the final score. Emily!
Oh my God!
It's a 4th of July miracle.
There it is.
Oh, look at you. Fireworks are going off all over the place. Congratulations to you, Emily. You have just won yourself $100. More importantly, you beat Kennedy.
That's it.
That is pretty big.
Yay.
That is pretty big. Kennedy now with 5,650. I don't know what number that is. He just five, maybe?
I honestly don't know.
5,656
wins.
Are you in college?
5,654 wins and 413 losses.
That's not a number.
I think it is. Anyway, regardless, Kennedy, what do you want to say to Emily?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Emily.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lauren from Wellesley.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. We're so excited.
Your son is in the car going to camp. What's his name?
My name's Justin.
Hey, Justin. What kind of camp are you going to today, buddy?
A day camp. It's called
Nunsuch. Nice.
Nunsuch camp in Wellesley, in Weston.
Yeah. Awesome. Are we doing, like, archery? Throwing axes, anything dangerous?
Yes, archery. Right,
let's go.
And balance.
I love archery. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
We're so excited.
All right, there she goes. Kennedy is off to camp in that soundproof studio.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to hear anything that is happening. There's five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you win the cash, okay?
Okay.
And if my dog, Cisco, or her dog, Elvis, starts barking in the background, don't let it distract you.
Yeah, there's a lot of dogs in here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Question number one. Jeremy Irons has joined the cast of The Morning Show. What is the name of the evil lion who was Mufasa's brother that Jeremy voiced in The Lion King?
Scar!
Jimin and Jungkook from BTS have a new travel reality show debuting on Disney Plus next month. Which country are BTS from?
South Korea.
It's about to be the 4th of July, and it's going to be a party in the USA. Finish the lyric to Miley's hit song. Take a listen.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my
the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems to see this.
Let's go, Justin.
Get it, Justin.
Question number four. Post Malone will celebrate his 29th birthday on July 9th, or July 4th. Post Malone is coming to Massachusetts September 18th. Which venue will he be playing?
Mike Gillette, I guess.
Question number five. Mark Foster from Foster the People mixed his band's song Houdini with songs of the same name by Dua Lipa and Eminem. Can you name Foster the People's biggest hit and only top five charting song?
Justin, this is you.
I don't know that one.
Okay, that's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Justin, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14? Might be working at the camp next summer.
Well, he's a CIT this year, so it's like...
Counselor in training, Kennedy, if you don't know.
CIT, so hideous.
What is that from?
The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're going to smoke and drink and fool around. It's from the movie Meatballs. That's your homework this weekend, kids.
Haven't seen that. That's a good one. I haven't seen that one in a long time. Who stars in Meatballs?
Bill Murray.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren and Justin got 3 out of 5, right?
Well done, friends.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Irons has joined the cast of The Morning Show. What is the name of the evil lion who was Mufasa's brother that Jeremy voiced in The Lion King?
Scar.
Tied at 1. Jimin and Jungkook from BTS have a new travel reality show debuting on Disney Plus next month. Which country is BTS from?
South Korea.
Tied at 2. It's about to be the 4th of July, and it's going to be a party in the USA. Finish the lyric to Miley's hit song.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right.
And I see the Hollywood sign. Everyone's so famous.
That's all we really need, Kennedy. Tied at 3, question number 4. Post Malone will celebrate his 29th birthday tomorrow. He's a 4th of July baby. Post Malone is coming to Massachusetts September 18th. Which venue is he going to be playing in?
Fenway.
He's playing Fenway, not Gillette. 4-3, question number 5. Mark Foster from Foster the People mixed his band's song Houdini with songs of the same name by Dua Lipa and Eminem. Can you name Foster the People's biggest and only top 5 charting song?
Pumped Up Kicks?
It is Pumped Up Kicks. That is right. Nice job. Woo! 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
She good.
Yeah, she's really, really good at this.
If we are not worthy.
We still had fun, right?
She's America. You're England.
Great fun, yes.
Now.
She's the archer. You're the bullseye.
Now.
All right. Lauren and Justin from Wellesley, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
You're learning Justin from Wellesley, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.